A deal for the sale of the Atlanta Dream women's basketball team is close to being finalized. The WNBA has not said who's buying the team, but the current owners include former Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler, a Republican. The team's mostly black players wanted the league to force her to sell after the candidate came out against Black Lives Matter during her senatorial campaign. NPR's Emma Peasley reports.
When the WNBA announced its support for the Black Lives Matter organization last summer, Kelly Loeffler sent a letter to the league criticizing it for bringing politics onto the basketball court. And that's where the players made their voices heard.
A political statement tonight from members of the Atlanta Dream against their owner.
The players wore black t-shirts with big white letters saying "Vote Warnock" at their next game against the Phoenix Mercury. They were endorsing Reverend Raphael Warnock. He's the pastor of Atlanta's historic Ebenezer Church and one of Loeffler's opponents in the race for a Georgia Senate seat. Players from across the league joined in the protest and also wore Vote Warnock shirts for their games that night. Angel McCautry was one of them. She's a former Dream player, now on the Las Vegas Aces. She says it wasn't just a protest against Loeffler, but an endorsement for Warnock and his positions on racial justice and other issues.
We didn't just do it because she denounced Black Lives Matter. Before we even put Vote Warnock shirts out, we did our research. We said, let's make sure we're doing this for the right cause.
At the time, Warnock was polling at just 9%. After the players' endorsement, the Warnock campaign says they were flooded with donations and followers on social media. The race went to a runoff, and Warnock won. Looking back on it, McCautry says she's not surprised by the result.
When you get a bunch of winners together, what do you think the outcome will be?
Before she left, McCautry had played for the Dream for about as long as Loeffler's been a co-owner. Initially, she says players supported Loeffler's leadership and her political ambitions.
So at first we were excited, like, oh, wow, this is cool. Kelly's running for Senate. That should be interesting. Maybe that might open some doors.
But when Loeffler criticized Black Lives Matter, McCautry saw it as a sort of betrayal of the league's players who are mostly black.
How can you look your girls in the face after that and be an owner of a team?
Other players in the league also made it clear they wanted Loeffler to sell her 49% stake in the team. Last summer, the players' union tweeted a photo of Loeffler spelling out the words "enough" and "out." And prospective buyers lined up quickly. LeBron James tweeted that he was thinking of putting together an ownership group for the Dream. Big names like Mookie Betts of the Los Angeles Dodgers and tennis legend Billie Jean King replied that they were interested. For her part, Atlanta Dream player Tiffany Hayes thinks it's time to move on.
Like we did our part. Like we got the world to see us. We got the world to, you know, vote. We got Georgia to vote.
And after seeing the impact of their support for Warnock, the players say they have no plans to stop mixing political activism and basketball. Emma Peasley, NPR News.